Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to a special edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. Today we're talking about Thanksgiving. Today is, in fact, Thanksgiving here in the United States. I thought you might be interested in learning a few obscure facts that you may not have known. Let's get started. Number one, did you know that the Pilgrims didn't actually land on Plymouth Rock? That's because the rock, the most diminutive landmark in America, is just big enough for two people, and even then only if they're standing really, really close. Number two, now the story of the landing, that is the landing at Plymouth Rock, originated some 100 years after the fact by a man named Thomas France, that's F-R-A-U-N-C-E, and get this, France claimed that his father had told him of the Pilgrims' arrival, but that the elder France didn't even arrive in America until 3 years after the Pilgrims. Just kidding. All right, number three. So, the story about the Plymouth Rock, we're almost done with the rock, but the story about the Plymouth Rock made the rock itself worthy of preservation. So, it was decided that the rock should be moved to a museum, you know, for safekeeping. However, when they tried to move the rock, it split in two. These guys were geniuses. And so, as a result of that, they left the bottom half where it originally had started, you know, at the original site. And it was years later that they reunited the rock by using cement, and then they built a monument around it. Okay, moving right along to number four. You might find it interesting that the Mayflower didn't actually drop off the Pilgrims at Plymouth. No, sir. In fact, they got off the boat at the site of what is now known as Provincetown. Number five. Now, the reason that the Pilgrims didn't get off at Plymouth is because the crew of the Mayflower got sick and tired of all their preaching and put them off at the first point they could. And that's exactly where it was. That's where what is now known as Provincetown was. It was the first point on the Cape. Number six. Now, did you know that the Pilgrims didn't actually set sail from merry old England? Oh, no. Their actual point of departure was Holland. Okay, here's one for you. Number seven. Now, while it's true that the Pilgrims were English, they'd fled to the Netherlands years before, making their way to the New World to escape religious persecution. They eventually left Holland to prevent their children, now get this, from becoming too tolerant of others. Now, number eight is one I find particularly interesting. It wasn't a tribe of friendly natives that helped the Pilgrims that first year, that first terrible, horrific year that we all know about and have seen in plays. It was just one Indian. His name was Quanto. He was the last of his tribe, which was called Pawtucket, P-A-T-U-X-E-T. Now, Quanto already knew fluent English because he had previously been captured by English slavers. Though he eventually made it home, a disease brought by the English had wiped out his tribe, so he was the last one of his tribe left. Okay, number nine. Although the first Thanksgiving was held in 1621, although I've actually seen it listed as 1620, it would take over 150 years for all 13 colonies to celebrate Thanksgiving at the same time, which took place in 1777. Here's one I bet most of you didn't know, at least I didn't. The lady who wrote the classic nursery rhyme, "Mary Had a Little Lamb," is the same lady who for over 40 years sent letters, wrote articles, and pleaded with politicians to make Thanksgiving a national holiday. Her name was Sarah Josepha Hale. Finally, in 1863, President Lincoln made it an official holiday. Good for him. Okay, number 11 is one that I knew, but I still like to read about it. In 1953, someone at Swanson, you know, the Swanson is the frozen food company. So anyway, someone at Swanson severely overestimated the amount of turkey Americans would consume for that particular Thanksgiving, with 260 tons of frozen birds to get rid of. A company salesperson named Gary Thomas ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, recruited an assembly line of women armed with spatulas and ice cream scoops, and began creating mini feasts of turkey, cornbread dressing, peas, and sweet potatoes, creating the first ever TV dinners. When asked, Thomas said he got the idea from the way the airlines used to package their food for their passengers. Okay, here's one. Some of you may not have known this, but especially if you don't live in the U.S., but every year our president gives an official pardon to a turkey. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. Most people think that that tradition began in 1947 when President Harry Truman pardoned one very lucky foul. However, and this is probably the one I believe, that is that the tradition actually began back in the 1860s when President Lincoln pardoned a pet turkey of his son's, and his son's name was Tad. So basically, President Lincoln started tradition when he cut his son's turkey some turkey slack. There you go. Okay, here's a very interesting one. Did you know that Thanksgiving was initially meant to be a fast, not a feast? The devout settlers at Plymouth Rock mostly recognized giving of thanks in the form of prayer and abstaining from food. But I'll just say the Indians. You want to know the name of the Indians? Look it up. No, I'm kidding. It's Wampanoag Indians. Okay, so the Indians, who joined the Pilgrims for their 3 days celebration, contributed their own harvest traditions, dancing, games, feasting, from their ancient festival, and the name of their festival, let me just spell it, N-I-C-K-O-M-M-O-H, and that name to give away or exchange. Okay, boys and girls, let's talk turkey. Do you know that there's 3 towns in the U.S. that have been named after turkeys? I'm serious. You got Turkey, Texas, Turkey Creek, Louisiana, and Turkey, North Carolina. By the way, each of these 3 towns have fewer than 500 residents. Now, you may wonder where the name Turkey came from. Let me tell you something, Turkey. It is believed that Christopher Columbus, being the navigational marvel that we all know him to have been, thought he was in India, and when he saw this pheasant, he called it Tuka. That's T-U-K-A, which apparently is the Indian word in some dialects for peacock. And so you know what? The name just stuck. So Tuka eventually became a turkey. You know what I'm saying about turkeys, Turkey?
Well, who are you calling Turkey, Turkey?
And that brings us to the last fact of this episode. Here we go. Did you know that jingle bells, you know, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way, you know the one, was originally written for Thanksgiving? Yeah, it was written as a Thanksgiving song. The author and composer was a minister named James Pierpoint, who composed the song in 1857 for children celebrating his Boston Sunday School Thanksgiving. The song was so popular that it was repeated at Christmas time. And by the way, since the words, melody, and basic theme of the song lends itself more to Christmas, it just kind of got adopted straight over for Turkey Day. That concludes this year's first annual Things You Didn't Know About Thanksgiving. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Remember to make a joyful noise for yourself and for those who couldn't be with you. And I will see you back here soon. Gobble, gobble. Bye-bye.